Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We are on episode number 241. And last week, we talked about slow living for Gen Z. And today, we're going to talk about slow living for millennials, zennials, and Gen X. And that's where I am. I'm Gen Xers. And most of the people that I work with are between millennial and Gen X age. I've definitely worked with boomers and Gen Z, but it's mostly this millennial Gen X. And that's because it's for the people who are in the thick of it. And those are the people who usually need a little bit more hand-holding, a little bit of gold stars to be told it's all going to be okay. And maybe they're coming to terms with some mistakes that they've made in the past. But if that's you and you are feeling yourself, please know you're not alone. Those of you who are in the thick of it, you're working, you're raising kids, or maybe you've raised kids. You're paying bills, you're juggling schedules, you're trying to be responsible adults. And also, chances are you're in a sandwich generation and you're also taking care of ailing parents. And those ailing parents might be boomers. I think probably the greatest generation is there's still some out there, but they're definitely dying out. And so I'm not going to record a podcast episode on boomers and the greatest generation because I am not that. And I would never want to give advice or in any way of something that I haven't been there, done that about. And slow living is about simply looking only within. And so it's very personal. So if this is you, if you're millennial, zennial, Gen X, please know you're in the right spot. You're not behind. But maybe you felt that way. Maybe you've had this kind of quiet thought that other people know more than you do, or other people were given some sort of rule book and you weren't. And that's essentially why I wrote Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World, is the books that I read were really sort of written for a boomer population, for a population where anyone could follow that same formula of get good grades in school, go to college, get married, have a house, pump out kids, and everything will just always work because it always has done. And then all of a sudden, the kind of rules changed. And that's what kind of breeds this feeling of being behind. But I don't think you're behind. But I do think at times we make things more difficult than they need to be. And I do think that you are carrying more on your shoulders and are saying yes to things that you don't need to. And so I'm going to carefully help you alleviate some of that weight today. So let's actually name this weight. What is on your plate? You might be paying off your own student loans while you're trying to save for your kids' college. You may be trying to fund your retirement while you're also managing a mortgage or rising rent rates. You may be supporting, maybe financially, or maybe just emotionally and with worry and brain space for your aging parents, all at the same time. This is one very large plate, and they're not dividing. Your peas are now touching your mashed potatoes. It is all getting all mixed up together. all at the same time. So this is kind of a big deal because this frame of your life isn't just one life stage. It's three life stages stacked up on top of each other. You're raising your kids, you're trying to raise yourself, and you're worried about your parents all at the same time. And then there's also this invisible pressure from the outside, this keeping up with the Joneses feeling, the idea that you don't want to mess up your kids, you don't want them to miss out on life experiences. And you're also trying to create this life that maybe to others looks enviable, looks successful, looks like you're keeping it all together. So deep breath in, deep breath out. It is no wonder why you're tired. And it's really funny. I wrote these notes and I didn't even touch upon hormones. I've recorded so much lately about hormones. And please know all of that is swirling in there also. Back in the day, there wasn't a term for this sort of another layer of women just burdensome. And now we know, okay, well, this is perimenopause. And the help can be sought out in that way. So please know. Okay. So here's the thing. Sometimes, raise your hand if you have said this before. I just need a week off work so I can catch up, or I need a weekend from my weekend so I can catch up. And when you use that term, there's this kind of underlying belief that if you just worked a little harder, and got a better system, or maybe a little bit more money, or a little bit more time, and you just optimized and really utilized your day planner and your Google Calendar just a little bit more, you'd finally catch up. But here's the problem. The finish line and those goalposts, it just keeps moving. And it was never really about catching up. It was really about keeping up appearances. And that's a game you can't win long term without sacrificing yourself and your peace. So let's reframe this in a slow living way. Instead of asking, how do I catch up? I want you to ask, stop. What actually matters right now? Not in theory, not in comparison to somebody else, but for you. In your real lived life, you and your family, and this is where slow living comes in play. Simply look only within, because if you don't decide what matters, everything feels like it matters, and that is where burnout happens. Okay, let's revisit the peace pyramid. I've said it many, many, many times, but I'm gonna say it again. The pyramid starts with time management, health, and finances. And then the next layer is organization and relationships. And then you can have it, your peace. All of these five components need to be working in a cohesive way in order for you to have peace. You can't kumbaya your way to peace. You can't sit and meditate and ignore your way to peace. The issue with time management, health, finances, organization, and relationships at this stage of life for millennials and Xennials and Gen X is you are trying to max out and optimize all of these five things at once. A perfect schedule, perfect health, perfect finances, perfect HGTV Joanna Gaines home, and perfect relationships that other people are jealous of. And that is not a pyramid. That's pressure. So instead, we decide, all right, well, we just need to prioritize better. Okay. Let's think about that. So earlier I talked about the peace pyramid, time management, health, finances, organization, and relationships. So let's talk about prioritizing in this season of life so you don't crash and burn. It seems like all five areas are demanding your full attention all at once. So let's think about that. With these five things, there's also five steps to slow living. Number one, is you're decluttering what isn't working. You're using that PROM method, purge, remove, organize, maintain. Step two of the five steps of slow living. You know where you're headed. You know what your GPS is pointed towards. Step three is you're staying present and positive. Step four is you're taking teeny tiny baby steps every day. And step five is tweak and fine-tune as needed. Most of us, please pay attention. Most of you right now are on step one and two, and that is exactly where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to have like some sort of Buddhist Zen moment at this point of your life. You're still decluttering and you're still figuring out where you're headed. So then you know you're on the right path. So most of you, if not all of you, are in step one and step two. Great. Own it. You are in the setup phase. And yes, this phase can take a while. It can take decades. And that is okay. So, how do you declutter? How do you PROM across the peace pyramid, which is step one? So, let's make this real. PROM stands for purge, remove, organize, and maintain. So, instead of trying to fix your entire life, we apply PROM to one area of the peace pyramid at a time. So, let me give you an example for each of them, because really, decluttering to some makes you feel like you're not doing it right. And I have air quotes of not doing it right because this is so facetious and so fake and phony. There's no right or wrong way to live. You live your way. You live slowly, thoughtfully, intentionally, purpose. Okay. So time management, PROM. Let's look at your calendar and identify what constantly drains you. That's purge. Okay. R, remove. Time management. I want you to cancel or step back from one non-essential commitment. O, organize. I would like for you to create more realistic spacing between obligations. Maybe instead of saying yes to two or three things each weekend, you say yes to one and one only, and that's your anchor. And then M, maintain. I want you to build in white space, space just for you. Take an extra lap while you're walking the dog. Do something, anything just for you, even if it's just an hour. I schedule baths to my calendar. 7:30, mom's taking a bath. This isn't about perfect time management, but it's about protecting your energy. When you protect your energy, it goes right into health. So let's think about health. If we're in that decluttering section and we're using PROM, so what is the P, the purge? Let go of the all or nothing thinking when it comes to your health of I have to do everything right. No, you don't. R, remove. Let's drop one unrealistic habit you keep failing at. Maybe you keep saying something like, I will never have sugar ever again for the rest of my life. Okay, well, let's remove that because that's not realistic. Oh, organize. Okay. I want you to choose one to two anchor habits, such as a certain step amount every day or drinking a certain amount of ounces of water each day. That's it. That's all you need to do. And then you just need to maintain and keep these habits simple and repeatable. I don't want you to revamp your health each and every Monday because you come up with a new idea or you read a new article. Health doesn't need to be optimized and it doesn't need to be hacked. It needs to be sustainable.
Hey there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and I would like to invite you to check out the website. If you haven't been to stephanieoday.com, go there, click around, read, enjoy. I have spent the last 15 odd years writing articles to help you. Click around. Add yourself to the mailing list, download the freebies. Everything's there. STEPHANIEODEA.com. Thanks so much, and back to the show.
Okay, finances. Okay, how do you declutter your finances using the PROM example? Purge. First off, what if you purged ignoring your numbers? Stop avoiding your numbers. Remove R. Maybe it's you're cutting out one expense, just one, that doesn't actually add value to your day. Oh, please organize by setting up a simple system such as auto pay or a savings or an investment transfer, no matter what. If you already have that, then once a week, look at those numbers and maintain check-in weekly for 10 minutes. This is it. You're maintaining. You're seeing what's happening. You don't need to overthink this, but you need to pay attention. If you think, well, everything's on auto pay, okay, great. But actually look at those credit card statements and see what are you overpaying for? What subscriptions are you no longer using? Because this is about clarity and not perfection. Okay, organize. This is what people love. People love to declutter because it creates a power. It kind of reminds me of a hamster setting up their cage. So if your home or your apartment or your bedroom or your dorm room is your space, declutter one small corner of it. One drawer, one table, one countertop, and then remove, get rid of the items you don't use or love. Just get rid of them all the way out to the garbage can. Don't put them aside to give to Goodwill or to sell at a rummage sale. Just get them out of the house. Oh, organize. Everything needs to have a space. If you're bringing something into your house, you need to know before you purchase it where it's going to live. Maintain and then reset. Reset that space so that one drawer, that one countertop, that one whatever it was you decluttered, pay attention to it once a week. Does that drawer still look okay? You do not need to live in a magazine home, a Pinterest board home, but you do need to have functional calm. Okay, relationships. Let's think about this from a decluttering standpoint. Purge. What relationships feel consistently draining to you? Depending on where you are in life, some of you are immediately going to say, well, my spouse is what drains me. Okay. That is something to pay attention to. My hope is that is not where you are. But if that's what pops in your brain each and every time when you think about relationships, what drains you, that's your answer. And that's something that you need to start paying attention to. Remove R. I want you to create boundaries in your relationships. Maybe some people don't get to access you as much, and maybe you mute them in your text chain. Not sure. Only you know. Organize. I want you to be intentional about who you prioritize in your life and maintain. I want you to nurture the relationships that feel safe and mutual because not every relationship is meant to be carried forever. There's that old sappy yearbook poem that you're friends for a reason or friends for a season, and then there's forever friends. Not everyone is meant to be a forever friend. So once you have cleared your space and you've decluttered, that is step one. And again, this can take decades and that's okay. The next one is step two, which is your GPS. You want to make sure that you're going forward, not in a perfect way, but you need to have direction. And once you have cleared space, you are able to look ahead. So where are you going? Not in a 20-year, perfectly mapped out, I'm going to do this and this and this, but what direction? What feeling? What kind of life are you trying to build? More calm, more time at home, more financial stability? You don't need a perfect plan, but you need a general direction so your decisions start aligning and you start to collect evidence that you're on the right path. And if you're still decluttering, if you're still figuring things out, that's okay. You're doing the work and it may not look impressive from the outside, but this is a foundation, and a strong foundation makes everything else easier later on. So if you feel like, God, why haven't I gotten further yet? I really thought I'd be farther along by now. I want you to consider that maybe you're just building in a really thoughtful and careful way, and that takes time. And you can't. So one thing I really want to pay attention to, and a lot of this, I talked about a few episodes ago when I was talking about social media and AI and all of those kind of things. They are breeding on your insecurities that you're doing something wrong. And they want you to feel like if you're not following whatever it is they're trying to sell you, that you're doing it wrong. And you can't max everything at once. So you can't completely and totally optimize all aspects of your life at once. And you are allowed to focus in different seasons in your life. So maybe right now you're in a heavy financial focus season, or maybe you're in kind of dire straits mode when it comes to a relationship and you need to really focus on that for a while. Maybe this is a health diagnosis you just received and your health is really getting most of your thoughtfulness and your brain power. That's okay. But when you ebb and flow, it works. When you try to do everything equally, perfectly, is what breaks you and what leads to burnout. And so I want you to redefine enough, because a lot of stress comes from undefined expectation. How much is enough for retirement? How much is enough for your kids? How much house is enough? How many vacations are enough? Because if you don't define enough, the answer is always going to be more. And more is exhausting. That's why I spend so much time asking for you to pay attention to what your fire number is. Why are you working right now? You're working, you go to work to make money, so then you can buy things, so then you can do things. But if you haven't figured out the things it is you want to buy and the things it is you want to do, you'll never know when enough is enough. And that, again, leads to burnout. That more feeling is utterly exhausting. I would like for you also, in this millennial, Xennial, Gen X stage of life, I'd like for you to opt out of quiet competition. So this one is subtle. You might not feel competitive. You might not think you're a competitive person, but if you're noticing others and their vacations, the activities, the upgrades to their home, the schools, the nip and the tuck and the Botox here and there, it slowly raises your baseline for what feels normal. You have to decide on purpose what matters to you and create the path that serves you and your family's needs, because then you just keep your eyes on your own paper, keep your eyes on your own yoga mat. You're just doing what's right for you, and you're no longer looking around to see what others are doing, and you won't need to feel like you have to keep up. I want you to stay aligned. At this stage of life, time is the currency, and time matters more than almost anything. That's time with your kids, time with your partner, and time to rest. But often, in this busy time of our life, we're trading this time in a way to do more and be more and make more. So ask yourself, am I spending my time in a way that reflects what I say matters? And just sit with that for a while. Maybe journal in that. Am I spending my time in a way that reflects what I say matters? If you say family matters, but you're spending your time outside of the family doing other things, pay attention to that. Don't be guilty. Just be aware. When it comes to relationships, I want you to protect the relationships over the optics, over what it might look like on Instagram, or over what you might share at work at the lunch table, because years from now, your kids aren't going to remember a perfect holiday or an expensive activity or an elaborate birthday party or an upgraded house, but they will remember, were my parents present? Was my mom calm? Did my house feel safe? And that's the legacy, not the optics, not what it looks like. It's so funny. We've traveled with friends before that were really focused on getting a whole bunch of vacation photos to do like an Instagram dump. And they spent so much time posing the pictures and kind of being a little snappish with each other and put your shoulders back, suck in your tummy, stop fidgeting, open your eyes, do this, do that. And it was not calm. It was not peaceful. It was not relaxing because they were worried more about the optics than the people. So let's talk about the future. Now's the time. Millennial, Gen X, Xennial. The future is real. And yes, you should absolutely save for it. And yes, you should absolutely plan, but not at the expense of living a life that feels unbearable right now. Sometimes some people take frugality to the extreme because the goal is not to just arrive at an early retirement or a financial number at the bank. The goal is to like your life along the way. That is slow living. Hustle. So some of these FIRE people, the financial independent retire early people, are the most hustly people I've ever met in my life. And some of them are working two, three jobs, and don't like their life. And they're racing, they're rushing, they're sprinting as fast as they can towards a certain number. And along the way, they're burning bridges. They're forgetting about relationships. They're forgetting about their health. The goal is to like life now, not someday, but right now, while you're on the path. Okay, deep breath in, deep breath out. If things feel a little overwhelmed and you're still feeling a little behind instead of feeling like, okay, I've got this, then let's pick one thing to prioritize in your finances right now. Not five things, but just one. Maybe this week, if you are feeling overburdened and like a doormat, maybe I want you to say no to just one unnecessary obligation. Maybe if your house feels too small or it feels like a disaster and you want to burn it all down and start over again, maybe you set a timer, put on a podcast episode, have me in your earbuds, and spend 30 minutes organizing just your front entry, the first thing you see when you walk in the door. Maybe if you feel lonely, maybe you scroll through your contacts and pick somebody and call them with no strings attached, no quid pro quo. Just tell me about what's going on with you and listen. My grandma Bunny used to say that God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. And mostly she was trying to get me to stop interrupting and to listen more. But having an uninterrupted conversation with someone who's really listening deeply is such a gift you can give to another person. That's all I want you to do. I don't want you to fix everything. I just want you to create a teeny tiny bit of breathing room in your day-to-day life. You are living right now in a very busy time. This is the time you will look back on and have so much nostalgia in your heart. You'll look back at pictures and will be blown away at all of the things that you did. And these are the things to focus on and make little tiny mental snapshots while you're doing Christmas, while you're unwrapping presents, while you're creating a meal. These are the memories that you're making right now. These are the good old days. You're living the good old days right now. And they are meant to be cherished. And slow living, it doesn't remove responsibility, but it helps you carry it differently, with attention and clarity, and if you're lucky, a lot more peace. All right, pretty people. As always, I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'm so thankful to each and every one of you. Write to me, let me know your thoughts on this episode. And as always, consider yourself loved and hugged. I'll be back in your earbuds next week.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.